Prayer.
There are five prayers on a daily basis.
Proof.
But alhamdulillah, Islam has offered us all the proofs.
Knowledge.
It's no good doing taqleed of someone who you've seen on television or heard on the media purely because they're famous.
Me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask her, why does she dress that way? All covered up in a world that gives it all away. Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Islamic Laws, which for this holy month of Ramadan is dedicated to the Islamic rulings concerning this holy month. Please stay with us.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Welcome back, dear listeners of Islamic Laws. In today's program, we cover some rules of fasting according to the verdicts of Ayatollah Khamenei. Also, in the section From Ritual to Spiritual, we try to explain how, in addition to acting upon the Islamic laws, we can go beyond and tread on the path of spiritual journey. Now let's listen to a part of Ayatollah Khamenei's biography.
On the 16th of July, 1939, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was born in the holy city of Mashhad, in the province of Khorasan. Sayyid Ali was the second son of Sayyid Jawad Khamenei, a humble and poor Islamic scholar who taught all members of his family how to lead a simple and humble way of life. At the age of four, Sayyid Ali and his older brother Muhammad were sent to Maktab, the traditional primary schools of that time, in order to learn the alphabet and the Holy Quran. Later, he was transferred to a newly established Islamic school to continue his learning. After this primary schooling, Sayyid Ali pursued his studies at the theological seminary in Mashhad. He studied all the intermediate level curriculum, including logic, philosophy, and Islamic jurisprudence in the exceptionally short time of 5 years. He then started his advanced level studies called Dars-e-Kharij with such eminent scholars and instructors as Grand Ayatollah Milani.
Intention of the fast on Yawm al-Shak, that is, on the day of doubt. If a person doubts that whether a particular day is the last day of Sha'ban or the first of Ramadan, it is not wajib, it is not compulsory for him to fast on that day, nor is he allowed to keep fast with the intention of it being Ramadan. Rather, he should make the intention of it being a recommended fast for the month of Sha'ban, or a qada fast, or the like. If, however, it later becomes known that the day was actually the first of Ramadan, that fast will be counted as a Ramadan fast. And there will be no need to redo that fast. There will be no need to pay that fast's qada. If during that day it becomes apparent that it actually is the first of Ramadan, a person at that moment should make the intention of it being a Ramadan fast and complete it. The length of fasting. A person should refrain from performing any action that would break his fast from the beginning of Fajr Adhan. It is, however, better and more precautionary to follow the imsak time. That is, to stop eating about 5 to 10 minutes before Fajr Adhan, and also to pray about 5 to 6 minutes after the Adhan for Fajr has gone. Question: is it permissible to break one's fast at the beginning of Maghrib Adhan? Answer: if a person is certain that the time for iftar has set in, he may break his fast. However, if there is doubt on whether it has set in or not, it is not permissible to break the fast until one is certain that the time for iftar has set in. Note: there is a difference between sunset and maghrib. Sunset is when the arch of the sun vanishes beyond the horizon, whereas maghrib is when the redness in the sky that is present in the east after sunset vanishes.
Now let's listen to another part of Ayatollah Khamenei's biography.
Diligently and enthusiastically, Ayatollah Khamenei followed his advanced studies in Qom from 1958 to 1964 and benefited from the teachings of great scholars and grand Ayatollahs such as Ayatollah Brujerdi, Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Ha'iri Yazdi, and Allama Tabatabai. He received the bad news that his father had lost his sight in one eye and was not able to read properly. This prompted him to return to Mashhad and, while being at the service of his father, seek further knowledge from him, from Ayatollah Milani and other important scholars residing in Mashhad. The young Sayyid Ali, who had now become a mujtahid by having completed his advanced level studies, began to teach various religious subjects to younger seminary and university students.
From Ritual to Spiritual by Sheikh Salim Bimji.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
We're going to be continuing on in our discussion that we began on the title From Ritual to Spiritual, the fiqh and the philosophy of fasting of the month of Ramadan. When the sixth Imam spoke about this, he gave us the following seven things that would break our fast from the spiritual perspective. He says that you need to protect your tongue from lying. And you know, lying takes place at different levels. The Imam says tongue, but don't take it literally, because today people text and you go on the internet and you might type a lie. That is as equally as vicious, as bad as speaking. So the tongue here is an instrument the Imam is speaking about, a particular instrument, an organ of the body. But he's not limiting it only to that, but this will include any kind of lying, whether it's behind a keyboard, verbally, in whatever form and fashion. He then says to lower your eye glances from what Allah has forbidden you to see. And this is interesting, you know, because even the verse of the Quran about hijab, and you know, we always talk about the hijab, where it's always mentioned by speakers about the hijab, and we always emphasize to our sisters to wear the hijab. But if you look at the Quran in chapter Nur, Surah 24, before Allah addresses the women, He tells the men to lower your gaze and not look at the women. Don't stare at women. Don't have that lustful glance at the ladies. So even before Allah told our sisters to observe the clothing that we know as hijab today, Allah told us as men that don't use this power of the sight to look at women in an inappropriate fashion. Again, it's haram at all of the times of the year, but more so in the month of Ramadan for men and women to look at what Allah has forbidden us to look at. Again, whether that be in person, whether that be on the internet, whether that be on television, on satellite, whatever the case may be, this is another thing that we have to keep away from in this month of Ramadan, especially.
During the month of Ramadan, a mukallif decides to break his fast, but he changes his mind before doing so. Is his fast valid? What about the fast other than that of the month of Ramadan?
During the month of Ramadan, if he ceases intending to fast, i.e. he does not have intention to continue his fast, it invalidates his fast, and intending again to proceed with the fast is to no avail. However, if he just decides to perform or take anything that would invalidate the fast, the validity of his fast is problematic, and there is an obligatory caution to complete the fast and later perform its qaza as well. The same rule is applied to any fast which is obligatory for a specific day like that of Nadr.
If a person who is fasting bleeds in the mouth, does it invalidate his fast?
Bleeding in the mouth does not void a fast. However, it is obligatory to prevent blood from reaching the throat.
My gums often bleed and the blood gets mixed with saliva. At times, I am not sure whether the saliva that enters my throat is mixed with blood or not. Please tell me what I'm supposed to do to overcome this problem.
If the blood from your gums dissolves in the saliva, then the saliva is pure and can be swallowed. If you are not sure whether the saliva is mixed with blood or not, it can still be swallowed without affecting the fast.
The gums of a person who is fasting bleed a lot. Does that invalidate his fast? Moreover, is it permissible to pour water over one's head with a jug?
Bleeding of gums does not invalidate the fast unless the blood is swallowed. Also, one's fast is not affected by pouring water over one's head with the jug or the like.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding Islamic laws, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please mention the religious authority that you follow. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. We hope and pray that Allah accepts all your religious deeds in this holy month of Ramadan. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.